Sweet Surprise, narrated by Julie Abel, narrated for Cupido, in collaboration with Saga. After the Workout by Elliot Watson. I huffed and puffed my way ahead. Only the lit trail that twisted and turned through the woods broke the autumn darkness. It probably wasn't more than a couple of degrees outside, but sweat still poured out of me. My body was clearly signalling that the run was about to end, and I prepared myself for a long hot shower. That's the best part of the workout like this. Back in the flat, I started to pull off my clothes. I felt red hot beneath the thick layers of extra sweaters and longies. Soon, I only stood in my boxers so the air could cool down my steaming hot body. The TV continued to play out from the living room, just as I left it. Yvonne refused to join me on my runs, preferring to lay on the sofa and watch soap operas. I went into the bathroom and took off my boxers. Then I heard the bathroom door open behind me. "Don't turn around," I heard Yvonne say. She snuggled up close to me. I could feel her soft, terry bathrobe against my back. The bathrobe slipped open and two stiff nipples pressed against me. Her breasts felt deliciously cool against my hot body. "I went in the shower to shave my legs after you left," she said. "When I was doing my bikini line, I thought, why stop there?" I could tell from her voice that she smiled. "Lend me your hand, but don't turn around." She took a firm hold of my hand and placed it first on her soft stomach, then downwards. She was shaved smoothly all the way down to her crack. She let my hand go, but I let it remain in the area. "You've got such a nice ass," she said. I had to smile. She massaged my buttocks lightly before her hands reached around my body, all the way to my now fully erect penis. We stood there for a while. I let my fingers glide up and down her smooth crack while she massaged my dick. Yvonne slipped in front of me and gave me a proper snog. Then she hitched herself up on the washstand and parted her legs. Her newly shaved, shiny clit revealed itself. She smiled cheekily at me. "Don't you want to touch it?" I knelt down in front of her and kissed the naked area, where a little bush once was. Yvonne stroked my hair while pressing my head towards her. I licked down her wet slit and let my tongue play in the opening. Her juices flowed freely now. All the hair was gone. I tried my best to lick them all up as Yvonne moaned and pressed my head even harder towards her strutting clit. I sucked the little berry while two fingers found their way between her wet lips. Yvonne was about to come and pulled me up to her.